We'll see you again in a minute, okay?
Brother.
Thank you, Brother Carlos. I love you.
I love you, man. To the moon and back, baby. To the moon and back.
To the moon and back. And I feel that same way about Nicole Henry.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one goes unchanged. The young become the old. And mysteries do unfold, for that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. And winter turns to spring. A wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. Everything must change. The young become the old, and mysteries do. For that's the way of time. Nothing, no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in this life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Rain and sun and music makes me cry.
Wow, that was amazing. That was so beautiful. Thank you, Sister Nicole, not only for your beautiful voice, but for singing one of my lifetime favorite songs, Everything Must Change. And that's what we'll be talking about today. I want to take us back first to the early 1980s in this country. in the early 1980s, there was another pandemic going around. It wasn't COVID-19. It was something peculiar. They didn't know what it was when it first presented. They at first called it a gay men's disease. Later, it was given the name AIDS. When the information about AIDS came out, it was terrifying. It was called an instant death sentence, and nobody really knew how one could pick it up. So people were taking precautions in every way. And as a result, people who were gay, who had AIDS, were ostracized. Not because people so much didn't like their lifestyle, although some had judgments about that, but people were simply afraid. Afraid to embrace them, afraid to get too close to them. They not only had the pain of this amazing condition that they were in and getting the word that it would take life out of them until their final breath was taken, but also the pain of being distanced, the pain of having loved ones even afraid to embrace them out of fear. Fear is always the sponsor of our willingness to separate ourselves from one another. Fear is always the sponsor of division, and it is not the sponsor of what this church is called, unity. But back in those days, there was one woman of God, a woman of great power, as we've been talking about, and I honor her today. Her name is Louise Hay. Louise Hay took a different approach with those who had been diagnosed with AIDS or pre-AIDS conditions, anywhere from just HIV to full-blown AIDS. She did not abandon them. She did not hold them at distance. What she did was that she brought them into the house of God, into a place of worship and praise, into a field of all things are possible, into a place of acceptance of what is, knowing that underneath and around and beyond what is, God is at work. I was blessed that Louise Hay invited Johnny Earle and myself to be at many of her gatherings. At the first gathering, I remember being stunned, walking into the space and seeing all of my brothers in various conditions of this disease, some of them looking just terrified, but otherwise appearing to be healthy. Others had been ravaged by the disease, and many looked like they were skeletons walking covered in flesh. Their lovers were with them, many of them, and some of them had their parents and siblings there as well. When she began the first session, she rang a bell, and as the bell tone ended, everyone in the room burst into song. These are the lyrics of the song they sang, and it brought tears to my eyes, and it opened my heart chakra so wide that it contained oneness with each and every one present, and all those who were going through difficult conditions and diagnoses and situations in their life. The lyrics were, doors closing, doors opening, doors closing, doors opening. I am safe, it's only change. I am safe, it's only change. Once more, doors closing, doors are opening. Doors are closing. I am opening. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. This song was a call for acceptance, not only acceptance of our brothers and our sisters in all of the conditions of their life experience, but acceptance of the one thing that we all have to accept. That one thing is change. All of life is change. Those of us who have periods in our life where everything is going just hunky-dory, everything is working out the way we want it to, our children are behaving, and so are our parents. We have a nice, wonderful relationship with our significant other. We have more than enough of the plenty of abundance and prosperity. And having found that place in our lives, we want to keep it and hold it and have nothing change. Have nothing change that might be a threat to our finances and our treasure. Have nothing change that would decrease the harmony we are feeling with our significant other, or our children, or our parents, or our siblings, or those in our surround. We want everything to remain just as it is, because just as it is, it feels like heaven. However, we can't have what we want when we want things to remain the same, because life is dynamic. Life is ever-changing. Not only the events in the surround, but we ourselves are constantly changing. Change is dynamic. It is energetic, and it is in full swing. It has always been, and it will always be, unfolding one situation into another, followed by another, followed by another. And although it might be hard for us to see all of them as a blessing, this is our job. The gift is life, every bit of it. The gift is life that comes to us in small, tiny packages. Even the packages of the agonies of defeat are a gift, because they strengthen us, because they build us up, and because they teach us the lessons that we are in need of learning. Webster's Dictionary gives us this information for the word stagnant. And stagnant is a place of not changing, is a place of not growing, and is a place of not developing. It is a standstill. It is a pause. Life is not at a standstill, brothers and sisters, and life is never at a pause. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I have. Everything is constantly changing. And those of us who wish for things to stay the same have a wish that will not be granted. Those of us who pray for things to remain the same are praying a prayer that must be unrequited. It is up to us not to argue with what is. What is becoming what will be in a current and future is. Arguing against is an easy thing to do, and it is something that many of us have practiced many times, but to no avail. It does not bring us peace. It does not bring us calm, and it certainly doesn't bring us happiness. Arguing with what is a fool's folly. We must accept what is. When we practice accepting what is in every moment and circumstance that it is, we are more able to navigate the storms that will come up in life. We're more able to navigate the changing waters that wash onto shore only to go back into the ocean to return again in another form that might appear the same, but isn't. Arguing with what is, brothers and sisters, robs us of our peace. When we choose to accept what is, we have more peace. When we choose to accept what is, we have more energy. When we choose to accept what is, we have more joy. We have more of all things good, and we have more strength to deal with what is, to operate more functionally in the field of what is. Brothers and sisters, as we learn more and more to embrace and to accept what is, we grow into the mind of Christ even more. We grow into our right mind even more, and we can be led to believe the scripture and to know in our heart that it is true. the scripture that says, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called by God's purpose. What is God's purpose? God's purpose for us is that we experience the offered peace that has been given to us and of which we have all been composed. It brings us the love, not just the love that is a gift to us, but our awakening to the understanding that we are the needed love that needs to be brought and needs to shine. We are the light of the world. We are the love of God. We are the peace of God. And we are the power of God. And being the power of God, we have no need to fear, because being the power of God allows us to know that we have made it through so many changes before. So many, many changes before, some of them quite difficult, and some of them more or less easy, but we have made it through. We have come to know that nothing has ever stayed the same, and we have decided to quit arguing against what is, but to operate alongside and within what is, to the highest and to the best of our ability. There is another change that's going on that really has nothing to do with the surround. It has nothing to do with our circumstances, and it has nothing to do with the conditions of our lives. This change is an eternal process. It was set in motion before the foundations of the world were put in place. When the angels were submitting the blueprints for the mountains, this truth was with us there. This reality was with us there. When God asked of Job, "Where were you when I hung the moon and the stars and the sun in their place? Where were you when I blueprinted the foundations of the world and then brought those blueprints into realized reality? Where were you, Job, when I did all this and the sons of God along with me praised and praised and praised?" Well, if Job had been in his right spiritual mind, he would have said, "God, you've already answered the question. The answer is in your question, because as you concluded, where were you, Job, when I did all this and the sons of God shouted out in praise? Of course, God, I was right there with you, among the sons of God, shouting out praise." And so there is something happening at a spiritual level, something that is happening at a level of eternity. And that is that we are being changed. We're being changed from our sense of just being a human being cut off from other human beings, an island unto ourselves. We are being changed from a dependency upon earthly treasures to bring us peace. And we are learning to put up our treasures in heaven, where moths cannot eat them and where thieves cannot break in to steal them. Among our heavenly treasures are things like peace, love, plenty, joy, creativity, peace of mind, adoration, praise, divine rightness. All of these treasures can no moths eat and can no man break in and steal. And so we are changing. We are growing. Our brother Paul, in one of his letters to the church at Corinth, said something so beautiful. And at the time, and in my church, and in my teaching of spirituality, what he says so beautifully was interpreted as something that would happen after we lay our bodies down, after we die and go to heaven. But it has been revealed to me by the mind of Christ that he's talking about something right here and right now, that has always been right here and right now. This is the beautiful message that Paul gave to the church of Corinth and gives to us today. He says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be changed. Those who are incorruption shall be raised incorruptible. Those who are mortal shall be raised into immortality, and we shall all be changed." As I said, in my church and most churches, this beautiful, beautiful account for us, given to us by our brother Paul, spoke of afterlife experience. After the body has taken its last breath, then we would be raised from corruptible to incorruptible. Only then would we be raised from mortal to immortality. Only then would we be changed in such a way. But as I said, the voice for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit we call holy, the only Spirit worthy of being called holy, and the voice for Christ that is within me, and the voice for Almighty God that whispers in my ear. This is not about an after-death experience. It is not a coming attraction. It is a current event. Right here, right now, we are being changed, each and every one of us, because change is all there is, remember, the only constant. In this case, we are being changed in a beautiful way, changed from our identification with being mortal into an identification of being immortal, changed from our identification with believing ourselves to be corruptible into a true state of incorruptibility. We shall be changed and have been changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet is sounding, and we are all being changed. How's that for good news? What is there for us to inspire in one another except our every reason to be glad? Embrace change. Accept it. Ride its waves and allow it to change you into something more, and then something more, and then something more, and then something more. More what? More of what? That's the beauty of it. You get to decide. The universe fully supports your choice, for you are a son and a daughter of God. And in your world of experience, your word is law. Thank you for your listening. I'm going to take you right into a meditation now. I would ask that you would close your eyes and take a deep cleansing breath and prepare yourself to go inside for change, good change, God change. I breathe consciously, deeply, with purpose and with intention. I breathe sweetly and completely I breathe. I breathe the thought of God, as God breathes the thought of me. How perfect is this dance of life renewing as I breathe. How precious this moment of my higher self recall. I, with all, am blending. I, with all, am blending. With every breath I take, I contact more deeply the truth of who I am. With every breath I take, I contact more deeply the truth of whose I am. I am one true self, at one with one called God. I am the eternal self, united forever with the source of all creation. I, with all, am blending. All love is mine, and all peace too. All joy is mine, and wisdom too. All of all is mine, here and now, here and now. Every breath I take increases my knowing of being love and peace, and joy and wisdom breathe themselves through me. I am at one with all. All is at one with me. God as I is one. And my heart now opens to include all blessings. And my inner eye expands this moment to include all knowledge. I with all am blending. I with all am blending. I am consciously aligned with the presence of my oversoul, the highest self of me, the Christ of my being. Open am I to the inpour and to the outflow of spirit. Open am I to the inpour and to the outflow of life. Open am I to the inpour and to the outflow of God. I with all am blending, magnified, multiplied, glorified, and sanctified am I. Amen. Amen.